Gail, we're here to talk today about the AutoCAD for Site Engineers course that you've created. And can you just tell us, why did you create the course and who is it aimed at?
Well, the course is first of all, I suppose, really aimed at initially site engineers. It was designed for site engineers in mind. People like graduates, beginners, novice users basically of AutoCAD, but the course, believe it or not, can cater for more advanced users as well. The aim of it and really why I created the course was that because I was a site engineer myself, that dabbled in the kind of site management side of a project as well. And what we found was that although AutoCAD isn't actually probably the best software for a site engineer, because there is quite a few limitations with it. For example, it's not what we call a DTM software, a digital terrain modeling software, so it can't work with 3D surfaces. But the reality is that AutoCAD is one of the main tools that are used in the construction industry in the UK. So with that in mind, that was one of the reasons why I created the course. Well, if we can't change it as such in the short term, then we can work with it to try and give engineers the best possible chance of being able to use the software to its full potential. So if you go on to things like YouTube or any of these places that you can watch free AutoCAD software training videos or practical tip videos, there's a lot of information missing, because at the end of the day, AutoCAD is a software that was really aimed at architects. So a lot of these training videos that you get online are with that in mind. They'll show you how to draw a rectangle or a square, but it doesn't really go into the fundamentals of site engineering. So I applied the principles of my site engineering experience with the principles of my AutoCAD use and lumped them both together and created this AutoCAD for Site Engineers course.
So what will delegates be able to do after attending the course?
A whole range of things. As I say, the course starts off at the kind of basic beginners or novice level. So it starts off with the very, very easy things like how to even open AutoCAD, how to open a file. And then we sort of dabble a little bit into how you can check if your file's corrupt, how you can reduce the file size, that sort of thing. And then we start using actual engineering drawings and models, so real-life drawings that are used on previous construction sites. So it's actual data that the delegates will be using to give them the most realistic experience that we possibly can. So within that, you do need to learn the basic CAD tools, so your things like drawing your shapes and your lines and that sort of thing. But we take it that one step further. We go into the kind of general and more advanced side of the CAD tools as well that we use later on down the line when we start getting into day two of the course, which is when we start getting a bit more advanced. We then start looking at things, how we can import data from instruments. So from setting out instruments like total stations and GNSS receivers, how you import all that information in different formats. So we look at formats, AutoCAD specific formats, which we call DXF, and in some cases you can even do it as Land XML files, but we also do it as what we call CSVs, which is an Excel format. And it's that one in particular is one that I know is a real sticking point for some engineers in the industry, because it's a very quite tricky thing to do in AutoCAD. But in the course, it shows you how to do it in the easiest possible way. And not very many people, believe it or not, know how to do it. So we go into that in a bit of detail, but also we go into how to present the information that looks professional, so that when the site engineers are leave our course after the second day, they're in a position that they can give clients and their designers really professional looking drawings with their company templates. And we'll get them to set up their own AutoCAD that when they open it, it opens with their company template, so it's all done, so they don't need to waste time doing it when they come back from the course. It goes into, as I say, quite a lot of advanced things as well later on in day two, which come in really, really useful. Things like if you turn up onto site and you've got no coordinate system, you've got no station information, the engineer can go out and set up on what we call a local coordinate system, survey whatever it is that they need to survey, bring it into AutoCAD, and I'll show them how to what we call georeference it. Again, it's one of these things that not very many people know how to do in the industry, but once you know how to do it, there's not much that can defeat you after that. So there's a few bits like that in the course, as I say, that really kind of ticks the box to help engineers as much as humanly possible.
And yourself being a civil engineer as well and being in the field, that's really adds the value to this course, I think, as well. And maybe you can just tell us about how you do deliver the course.
At the moment, we're delivering it remotely. So we're just doing it on like a platform that we are talking on just now, Chris, or things like Zoom or Microsoft Teams, whichever the delegates find easier we can work with. The reason we kind of explored the remote side of it was obviously due to the COVID pandemic, when the face-to-face training course, we weren't allowed to do it. So we moved on to online, and what we've actually found is it's working out better for the learning process, because delegates are able to watch my screen and work on their own work at the same time. They can, you know, they don't feel as shy. That's some of the feedback that we've been getting as well. So when you're in a classroom environment, some people feel a wee bit nervous about putting their hand up to ask a question. But when you're on, you know, a platform like this and it's remote, they feel a bit more confident about asking it, or they can just message me directly without the other people on the course knowing that they've messaged me. Plus, you know, you don't even need to leave your house or your office. You know, you can do it from wherever it is that you're working from. So you don't have to travel. But once things do settle down with COVID, I do understand that there's a lot of still a lot of people that prefer the traditional face-to-face courses. So we will be rolling that out again later on. But for now, it is remote delivery. But as I say, it's working out perfectly.
Brilliant. And is that just a 2-day course then, is it?
2 days, yes. Sometimes we can do it as bespoke training. So if a company that wants to put a certain amount of engineers on the course, that just really for kind of bespoke in-house training, we can do that. And if need be, we can reduce it down to 1 day just to really tick off those the needs relevant to that particular company. But generally, if you're booking onto the general open courses that we are doing, the CITB Assured courses, then yes, it's over 2 days. But with it being remote training, we have built in a lot of breaks, because we don't really want anyone sitting staring at a screen for really any longer than an hour. So every hour we take at least five or 10 minutes of a break, and then obviously a lunch break as well. So we are taking a lot of time out.
Gail, that's great. That's a really good overview of the course, and I'm sure that this is going to fly. I know the feedback you've been getting and the inquiries you've been getting so far. There's a real interest and a real buzz about this course, because I don't think there's anything like that out there, certainly in the UK construction industry, that we've came across. Certainly from a point of view of the site engineer and the site manager, who will get the most benefit out of this and really, you know, improve their processes or get the most out of that tool that they possibly can, as you've alluded to earlier. So how can people find out more about the course?
Well, they can contact myself or even you, Chris, directly. And of course, Saffron Grant, the Managing Director of Setting Out for Construction. Our email addresses can be found on the Setting Out for Construction website. Similarly, though, on the website, you can book the course directly there. And of course, you can find out more information about the exact curriculum, the curriculum of the course over the 2 days. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, just search for Setting Out for Construction, and you can send us a direct message. But one other thing I would like to mention with it, Chris, is that as part of the course, the delegates get free, and it's absolutely free, lifetime access to our e-learning content that we have on the Setting Out for Construction website. So it's not just AutoCAD. You do get the full AutoCAD course that you can access again, whether it's next year or 5 years' time. As long as the website's up, you'll get all the access to it. So it means that delegates aren't having to sit and try and scribble down notes while we're on the course. They can concentrate on the course and refer back to the learning material later on. But not only do you just get the AutoCAD, you get the whole suite. So within that, we've got Civil 3D, which again is an Autodesk product. We've got Trimble Business Centre, LSS, Enforce. So these are all types of engineering softwares that we use in the industry. So if you want to broaden your skills on that, you can get, as I say, free access to these courses. But we also do the setting out and surveying course, which is normally a face-to-face 5-day course. But as I say, you can get it as an e-learning module. And also Leica and Topcon machine control. And coming at the end of this year, we've got GNSS and we've also got Trimble Earthworks machine control coming as well.
That's going to keep you busy for a while then, Gail.
It will.
Thanks so much for that. And maybe just to clarify, Setting Out for Construction is the sister company of Digital Construction Skills, and Setting Out for Construction was the original company we set, Saffron started in 2008, and Digital Construction Skills was born out of Setting Out for Construction. And between us all, we've got the whole shooting match that we get from Setting Out right through to Digital Construction. So it's great. And it's great to take the time to share the information today, Gail. And we'll get this up on the website and people can get in touch with you. Because as soon as they get in touch with me, I'll just be putting them in touch with you, Gail. So
that's good to do. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks very much, Jay.